how can this turn into a blessing? You know, because there's always a way, depending on how you picture the situations. Because I always tell my friends, there is no problem. There are only situations and how you see them. So it really resonates with what I think in life. So since they know me, they really got excited about it. I feel that it doesn't really matter if you have a few friends, if you're not an influencer. We are always influencing our friends and being influenced by our friends. So just talking about gratitude, it creates a movement.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have someone from Brazil, and she's also a gratitude seeker. She has been listening to the Gratitude Podcast for quite a while, and we got to speak because she not only did the 30 days of gratitude that I did in November. You might remember that back in November, there were 30 days of gratitude that where I published an episode each day to just remind you of some of the things that you can be grateful in that day. And Manu didn't just do that. She also wanted to share that on Instagram with her friends and with her followers. And I think that it's just amazing. And the fact that she wanted to do that, and she also translated all of the 30 days in, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Brazilian or Portuguese. I don't know the name of the language exactly. And I think that's amazing. And I wanted to get her on the Gratitude Podcast to share a little bit her experience with those 30 days and also with how it was to share them. And I think it's going to be a really interesting conversation. So Manu, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Hi, Georgian. Thank you for having me. And thank you for spreading gratitude because it really helped me get through the end of 2019. And so far it's been great. Yeah, thank you.
I am really happy that I was able to do that. And it's amazing that we can connect with people from places that are so far away. Like you're in Brazil, I'm in Europe, and we are having this conversation, and you were able to get some of that positive energy all the way to Brazil. And I think that's just amazing. So let me know how were those 30 days, and how did you apply those ideas from those episodes?
So when I saw the 30 days, it was November, but we don't have Thanksgiving in Brazil, and we usually have the gratitude feelings in December. So I thought, why not to do this challenge in December? Because it closes the year and prepares us to the next year, right? So there I was planning to do this 30 days of gratitude. And I thought it would be nice to have it for myself, but I could actually help people and carry them with me in this journey, because I'm always about gatherings and having people close to me, and I cannot always have this physically because I travel here and there, and sometimes my friends are only on the social media. And I thought it would be such an experience to share this with friends. And I had so many ideas on how to do it. So I write a journal. It's been a year. And I wrote so many ideas on how to do it. And yeah, it was exciting. So the first days I actually did before, like all the pictures, I always choose my pictures because I have so many pictures of places I've been or whatever. And I like taking them. It's just so fun. So yeah, I plan to do every day Portuguese and English. So yeah, it's actually Portuguese. We say just Portuguese, but it's Brazilian Portuguese.
Okay.
So every day I plan and I uploaded first the Brazilian version, then the English version. And yeah, during the whole month, a lot of friends came to me and told me how amazing that experience was for them as well, because they never thought about it or it was exactly what they needed at the moment. So it's really nice to have this type of experience in a platform like Instagram, which is just so usually so shallow. So it was really nice to have that kind of feedback in Instagram.
Exactly. I think, like you were saying, when we go on Instagram, we usually see other types of content. And I think it's great that they got to experience something else. And it's amazing that they appreciated it. And I think that's such a great thing to share the mm-hmm. gratitude. And it's one of the things that I hope that our listeners now will be thinking about and maybe actually taking action, like spread the gratitude, because it's great for you, for how you feel, but also you'll be influencing the people around you, and they will be thanking you, and they will be happier people and more grateful.
Yeah, and you create this this really nice energy that connects people together. And I guess that's what we need at the moment in our society in general. It doesn't really matter if you're Brazilian, if you live in Europe or US, we need this good energy so we can keep moving forward. And especially for me, in halfway through the end of the challenge, it was what got me going, because I got a major setback in December. And the days like seemingly negative situations that turn into blessings was what really kept me going. Like, how can this turn into a blessing? You know, because there's always a way, depending on how you picture the situations. Because I always tell my friends, there is no problem. There are only situations and how you see them. So it really resonates with what I think in life. So since they know me, they really got excited about it, for sure. And I feel that it doesn't really matter if you have a few friends, if you're not an influencer, but we are always influencing our friends and being influenced by our friends. So just talking about gratitude, it creates a movement, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a really important point. Like, even if we are not influencers, like having big followings and things of that nature, we still are influencing the people in our life. And I think that's a great idea and a great thing to think about, because when we take these things into a positive direction and we get to influence other people, the beautiful part is that that influence comes back to us. And maybe when we are not that grateful, or when it's not that easy to feel grateful, we will have people around us that have that perspective and that can support us and can help us see things from a different standpoint.
Yeah, because we are not always feeling grateful and feeling great and everything so colorful. Sometimes we're not in that mood, but because we have these people around us, we created a movement somehow, it will get back to us when we least expect. So it's it's just something that we feel good on doing, for sure. It's our way of contributing to our friends and family and society, for sure.
Yeah. And I know that you've been to many, many places in this beautiful world. Could you think of one or two countries where you think people are more grateful, or where you felt more gratitude than in others?
I feel people are, even though, so I used to work in cruise ships and I met a lot of Indonesian people, and I ended up not ever going there. But the way they feel about the world and about how they play, how they are placed in the world, it's just they are grateful for what they have, for who they are, generally speaking. So even though I didn't go there, I sense that, I feel it. And a place where I was grateful of being there, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. So I was in this island in Brazil. Last summer for you in Europe, it was winter here. I was working there. The name is Fernando de Noronha, and it's such an amazing place. It's isolated from Brazil, and it's a small hidden paradise with dolphins and clear water, and the nature there is just amazing. So it was formed by volcanoes in the past. So it has these nice mountains and hidden beaches. And I got to experience. So I lived there for maybe 4 months. And I got to experience the island, mostly just walking by myself, reading. And I felt really connected there with myself and with the world. It was a really incredible experience. Yeah, I felt really blessed. I wish everyone would have not the experience of being there, because it's just too specific, but feeling what I felt when I was there, the connection with myself and with the world. Yeah, I guess we just need to slow down sometimes, because we didn't have internet connection there as easily as we get here, so it was offline most of the time, and offline experience. And I guess that's what we need sometimes, just be offline and breathe, you know.
Yeah, reconnection with nature is one of the things that really brings us so much joy and so much gratitude, because we are living most of our days in mostly artificial environments that are made for us from some points of view, but that keep us away from actually Mother Nature. And when we get to reconnect, it's something that we all know inside somehow. And it's so interesting that when we get to be in nature, we reconnect to something that just feels right and just feels like it's what we've been missing, you know?
Yeah, the feeling of belonging. Yeah. Like right now, I live in São Paulo, and it's one of the biggest cities in the world. So we don't get to have the same experience I was having in Fernando de Noronha. But I try to get the same experience by looking at the sky, or especially sunsets. I love sunsets. And yeah, sometimes just slowing down, stop, even if you're not surrounded by nature, because that's not always the case sometimes, but just stop and breathe. That's very important, for sure.
I love that. Yeah, it's so true. And yeah, like as you were saying about Indonesian people, I visited Bali and got to meet many Indonesians there. And yeah, like you were saying, they are amazing, and their smile is so authentic and
so pure, right?
Yeah. And in many of the places where I've been, like they were, whether I was doing business, let's say, with them or not, they were still they were like happy to see me somehow, and they were authentically feeling that. And it was very interesting to experience that, to feel that they are really naturally like that, and you can feel that, and they are so grateful for nature and for what they've been given, and they are so connected still with nature, and that's just amazing.
Yeah, but I guess our society is trying to get back to it. I mean, a lot of groups are trying to get back to it, to nature, to feeling more connected. So it's a really positive thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree, definitely.
Individuals and even bigger societies trying to get back to nature, to natural foods. So I'm positive. Yeah,
me too. And I'm also curious about something else. You are originally from Brazil, and most of your life you've been there, even though you've been traveling a lot as well. Have you been seeing some things that are specific to Brazil that are related to gratitude?
Let's see. I don't know, because it's weird. So in the past, where I was just living in Brazil, never left, I thought the world just worked like us. Everybody just did everything we do, like it's normal. And eventually I left Brazil. It was the first time, was like 5 years ago. And then I realized that people do everything differently. everywhere in the world. So nothing is quote unquote right or wrong. It's just different.
Exactly.
And then I'm back to Brazil and I have other eyes looking at the Brazilian way of doing things, because we don't give names to it. Like, we don't say, I feel so grateful I'm at the beach, you know. But we just love to go there and we feel good. You understand?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Like, and yeah.
Yeah, it just, yeah, we don't say, I'm so grateful I get to live in this place, or, but we feel happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just because usually we don't name it, but we know and we talk about it, but in a different way.
Yeah, I think that's very important, because it's all about the state. It's about the emotion rather than just the expressing of it or the name of it. Because yeah. Many people in other parts say the words, but they don't actually mean them, or they don't actually feel them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So actually experiencing it is much more important than putting words to it. And
yeah.
I think also traveling, like you were saying, it is very helpful to get to appreciate the things that are specific to you, that you didn't even know that they were specific to you and to your culture, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I come from the northeast part of Brazil, and the city is called Natal, which means Christmas. And it's always sunny there, and the sky is amazing. The sunset is incredible. And I thought everywhere was the same. Everybody had a great sky. And then I went to London. And well, they're great, don't get me wrong, but it just makes me more appreciative by what we have here. And when I meet people from where I come from, in São Paulo, it's just the same. Isn't it great where we come from? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I think that's so powerful, because we tend to think that this is how the world is and this is how things are. And when we go yeah. to places, we see that things are different and can be different, and we can either appreciate more what we already have home, or we can get inspired, like with the Balinese people or the Indonesians, that they have this appreciation of life that can inspire us to find it inside of us as well. Because like you were saying, people are very different in different parts of the world, but we still have some things that are so specific to all of us, and we can connect through those things that we share in common, that we have in common, that we share. I think that's something amazing about yeah. this world.
Yeah. I guess the world is so great. I get excited just to think about all the possibilities and all the different kinds of people and mindsets. It's just really exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And it's this diversity that is actually bringing us a lot of joy and a lot of value and a lot of amazing feelings. Because even in art, the fact that there's so much diversity, so many colors, and so many amazing ways in which artists are able to blend the colors to create amazing pieces of art. It's just wow. I was thinking at one point how lions are portrayed in different parts of the world where I've been, like in in Bali or in Austria, for instance, or in London.
Mm-hmm. They,
basically, it's the same animal, the same idea that they had from nature, and mm-hmm. they portrayed it in so many different ways. And I think that this is something that's happening with people in general as well. And I think that's very beautiful.
Yeah, it's the perspective of things. Yeah, for sure. The best part of being Brazilian is actually being born in this country where diversity is just our thing. We come from diversity. There's not one type of Brazilian. Everybody's just Brazilians, you know. We have the second biggest Japanese community in the world, just behind Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my yeah. God, I didn't know we have, that.
Yeah, we have everybody here. And that's just who we are. It's just natural. You can look at anyone and just say, oh, this person is Brazilian. And it's fine with us. Yeah. So
that's amazing. That's amazing.
It's a great learning. Yeah.
It's really helpful in accepting our differences and in including everyone. And I think that's very really beautiful as a culture to have that and to be able to live in such a culture.
Yeah, it teaches a lot. Sometimes when I was in Croatia and they have some disagreements with Serbia and the neighbor countries, so I look at them, my friends in Croatia, and I said, but you understand they are your brothers. And they'd be like, yeah, but they have a big history. I understand. But mm-hmm. we should start seeing the other as a brother instead of a bad person. Because that's who we are at the end of the day. We are
exactly
family. Yeah.
And by the way, since you got to this point, many people are afraid to go to Brazil. And and I'm curious to see a perspective from someone that's living there. And I think many times, so that there are facts to the fear, but many times the fear is just much bigger than the reality. How is it for you to live there?
Yeah, so being a woman in Brazil isn't easy, for sure. It's not as safe as Europe. But it's not as dangerous as they portray, for sure. You just gotta be careful in your surroundings. But we have tourists from everywhere, especially in São Paulo. Where I'm not even talking about Rio because everybody knows Rio. But yeah, but São Paulo. That's where I live right now. People from everywhere come here and they leave and they had a great time because you just gotta be careful with your surroundings. Yeah, and realize you're not in Europe and you can get robbed here. But generally speaking, you are just fine here, really. And it's worthy if you compare the risks and the joys of being here. And everybody should come to Brazil for sure.
What are some things yeah. that you like about the city you live in?
The diversity. So it's like being in any other big country, any other big city in the world. You can see anything and everything anytime. and it's the same. You're walking on the street and you hear a different language than a different language, and you can eat any type of food. And you are in Brazil at the end of the day, so you have the Brazilian vibe and attitude. And usually the Brazilian attitude is just, we can do it. Because we come from hardship in a way that it's not easy to become someone in Brazil. So you gotta work, and everybody knows that. And just people just work their way. We can do it. It doesn't really matter the difficulties. We can do it. Yeah, that's kind of the Brazilian way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So we are nearing the end of our time together. And I was thinking if you want to conclude with some thoughts, either from your experience with the 30 days of gratitude, or just some ideas that you would like to share with our listeners.
I guess, as I said before, it doesn't really matter how many people you think you would influence. Just do what you feel right about feeling gratitude and talking about it. And doing right to people, being nice to people. Because sometimes it can just make their day. And it's really powerful that our power over people, it's really powerful. Because, you can just, make their day, spark a joy in someone. And that can spread over to the next person they will meet. And it just starts from there. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so true and so beautiful. And let's start doing that right now. Do you want to maybe thank some people in your life, like people that have been there for you in difficult moments, or just people that you really appreciate being in your life?
If I start giving names, I would surely forget a lot. Because I have been in so many different experiences all over my life. But for sure, my family, my sister, big time. And all my friends, they know who they are, for sure. The good, dear friends.
What do you appreciate about them? Like, give us some things that you appreciate about having them in your life.
Well, my life is, some of my friends tell me I have a soap opera life because it's full of twists and and big happenings. And sometimes I message them or I just call them and tell about something really nice or really bad, and they're there to just be friends or say what I need to hear. Sometimes it's not what I want to hear. I just love having them around. And being there for them, for sure. Because it's both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And my sister. Love my sister.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So thank you very much once again for accepting my invitation, for spreading the gratitude to the people in your life. And just for being so open to this idea and to spreading it. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a really nice experience.
My pleasure. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. I need your help. Over the course of these last 600 episodes, I've learned a lot. I've heard incredible stories from our guests about how they use gratitude to overcome struggles, to heal, to achieve success, to get well mentally and physically, to overcome moments of crisis, and just to find ways to live a really happy and fulfilling life. And I want to help you more closely with achieving similar results. Gratitude has changed my life from so many points of view, and I made it my mission to change the lives of 100,000 people worldwide. I'm blessed enough to be able to do this through the podcast, but I realize that I can do more. I know that for some of you, one interview per week is just the gratitude boost that you need. But I also know that there are gratitude seekers that want to go deeper, to learn more, to apply more, and to be guided in applying gratitude in different situations and in different areas of life to reach certain aspirations. Based on that and on the things that I have learned and experienced myself, and that I know that they work, I've created a series of course topics that I believe can really, really help you. But at the same time, I don't know yet which one would interest you more, and this is where I need your help. I need you to go to georgianbenta.com/poll and choose the course topics you'd be most interested in. If you can't find the course topic that you'd be interested in, feel free to write it at the end of the poll. I think these times are a great opportunity for us to learn, to grow, and to rise up stronger and better. And I'd love to help you get there. So please, go to georgianbenta.com/poll or just click on the link in the description and let me know what you think. I'm really, really curious and I can't wait to put the course together for you.